And with us now on Coach's Corner this morning, the head coach of the Fillmore Central Falcons, it's Chris Mensink. Coach, how's it going today?
Going well. Thanks for having me, Luke.
Hey, thanks for being your coach. We do appreciate it. Big win for you guys last night over Hayfield at home. 50-7, the final score. You guys take down the Vikings. Take us to the game, Coach, overall, and how you thought your team played.
Yeah, I thought we scored last night. Our team made some improvements in a lot of phases. We did have a little too many penalties. I thought the first half we had 7 penalties for 52 yards and 2 touchdowns called back. So, and turned the ball over, which gave them good field position and gave them their score. So nice improvements in the second half. We had 0 penalties, 0 turnovers that second half. So we cleaned a lot of things up there. So proud of our kids' effort and concentration and focus there. So started out the game. We wanted to defer, but we lost the toss and ended up getting the football and took the opening kickoff back for a score. So we had a good start. Chase Christensen took it in, and the extra point was good. In our second possession, Dylan O'Connor handed it off to Kyle Daniels, and he got his first varsity touchdown, took it in from 20 yards out, and then the kick got blocked. So we took an early 13-0 lead, and then, of course, had the turnover. It was a batted ball that got knocked up in the air, and they intercepted it deeper in our territory and ended up scoring on that possession. So it was 13-7 early, but then our kids responded the next possession after that, and Bryce Corson carried it in from 12 yards out, and we added a 2-point conversion to take that 21-7 lead into the second quarter. In the second quarter, Dylan O'Connor threw a pass to Bryce Corson from 9 yards out, and we had another 2-point conversion. We decided to go for 2 there. They jumped off sides, and we were going to kick it, and then we got a little closer, so we decided to go for 2 and convert it. So that was a good job by our PAT team. Then in the second quarter, Bryce carried it in from 5 yards out, and we added the extra point to take that 36-7 lead into half. So, like I said, we had a couple other scores called back in the half, but very happy with our output that first half of the game. And then in the third quarter, we added a score. Dylan O'Connor threw a pass to Jace Keeney. Jace had an awesome effort there to get the ball in the end zone and reach the ball over the pylon to get in there for the score. And the extra point was good. And then the final, our JV team, Anthony Keeney, carried the ball real well as he directed our offense and carried it in from 3 yards out. And the extra point was good there for the 50-7 final.
Strong showing offensively once again for the Fillmore Central Falcons, but the defense as well, holding a Vikings team with some athletes on it just to 7 points. He must have been pleased on the defensive side too, Coach.
Sure, yeah, absolutely. We were very pleased, with Ethan Packett, quarterback. He's got a great arm and got some nice targets to throw to. They got some big offensive linemen. They're running the beer this year and doing some really good things running the ball. And I thought on film looked really good in the passing game as well. But our defense really stepped up to the challenge, and we held them to 98 yards on the ground and only 1 completion for 6 or 1 out of 6 for 2 yards in the passing game. So kept them to 48 plays, and they had 100 yards. So defensively, we played good team defense, assignment football. Everybody carried out their assignments and played good team defense last night.
If you want to roll through the offensive numbers there, obviously, when you put up 50 points, the offense was firing on all cylinders.
Yeah, you bet. Well, on offense, like you say, Chase Christensen came in and ran the quarterback position for a little while. I thought he did a good job. But Dylan, at the starting position last night, was 10 for 14, so again, very efficient. He had 172 yards and 2 touchdowns. He did have the 1 interception on the batted ball that wasn't really his fault there, but anyway, made good decisions with the ball and spread it around. On the receiving end of those, Jace Keeney caught 4 balls for 81 yards and a touchdown. Luke Hellickson caught a ball for 9. Bryce Corson caught a ball for 82, or caught 5 balls for 82 yards and a touchdown. In the rushing department, we had a lot of people carry the ball last night. Anthony Keeney, like I said, came in and carried it twice for 21 yards and a touchdown. Josh Haugard had a big carry for 17 yards, almost got himself into the end zone. Jake Mandico carried the ball once for 20. Kyle Daniels had 5 carries for 42 yards in the score. Chase Christensen at quarterback came in and carried it 4 times for 24 yards. Bryce Corson, 5 carries for 40 yards and 2 touchdowns. Dylan O'Connor carried the ball 3 times for 8 yards. Connor Hovey had a carry for 5. Noah Rothering, 2 carries for 12 yards. And Jake Fischbacher, 2 carries for 6 as well. So, a lot of people spread that ball around, and we're very efficient, like you said, on the offensive side.
And Coach, you take up the Faribault BA next week. You're going to be on the road for a Saturday afternoon game. And the defense, obviously, like we mentioned already, played very well against Hayfield. What do you expect to see from BA?
You know, BA's got some slippery guys. They got a lot of kids returning. They lost Brady Stratman, one of their leaders from last year's team. But, you know, Hayfield took them to the wire. And last night they went up to Randolph and got a one-point win. So, they're always very physical, so we're going to have our hands full next week as we prepare to go on the road for a long trip to Faribault next week.
Chris Mensink with us, the head coach of the Fillmore Central Falcons, a win over Hayfield last night, 50-7. They're 3-0 on the season. Coach, anything else you wanted to add in here before we wrap things up?
Yeah, you bet. Well, I just first of all want to mention last night was our tackle cancer game. I want to appreciate the fans that came out and supported that cause. This year, the funds are going to go to the Randy Shaver Foundation. The Minnesota Football Coaches Association has set a goal to raise $400,000 this year. I believe they're getting close to the $3 million mark that they've raised for that cancer research. And so it's a pretty impressive organization, and over 90% of those funds go for research. There's not many administrative fees, so. We want to thank everybody for coming out, and cancer does touch all of us and all of our families and our communities. And we had our honorary captain last night, Rhett Carroll, one of our own kindergartners who's going through a battle himself and has been cleared as cancer-free. So we want to thank that family, and we wanted to celebrate Rhett last night. So that was a very touching moment last night, and also want to thank Doug Ristow and the Fillmore County Cattlemen for the tailgating, and they fed the team steak sandwiches. I know they're always appreciative of that. That's one of the team's favorite meals. And thanks, John and Christina Fischbacher for the buns, and Jason Gosman provided the drinks last night, and Kim and Lynn Ristow for the fixings as well. So once again, great community support. We had a great crowd out there last night, and it was a great community event.
Very cool to hear that, Coach. We do appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much. Congrats on the win, not just on that, but, of course, putting on a great event with Tackle Cancer and how you're able to support not just the community supporting you guys, but you guys supporting the community, too, having Rhett out there as an honorary captain. Very cool to hear that. And good luck here next week against BA.
All right. Thanks a lot.
We got more Coach's Corner on the way next this morning right here on 103.1 KFIL.